The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
People need advice. Do you need some advice? Let's try it, shall we?
Yes.
This one. This is a weird one, for sure. No way this is actually live, this person wrote, at 16 minutes after the hour, this very hour we're on. What is the delay? I'm a huge fan, longtime listener. I'm going through a midlife crisis, and I'm starting to believe we're in a simulation. Please say something back to me that proves we're not in a simulation.
We're in a simulation.
How would anything How would anything we say prove it's not a simulation? Other than just saying it's not a simulation. Like, one, we're live. We're here. It's March 25th, 2025. It's 7:27 a.m. Eastern time.
That's just what AI would know.
Yeah, but that is exactly
that's
what
how
AI
they programmed the simulation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're already questioning everything, you're definitely going to question that. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry. It's all over for you.
I got stuck in a, are we in a simulation loop, like, in the last day and a half. I don't know why. Because I don't normally think that, but I think I read something about being in a simulation. Then I just started daydreaming about being in a simulation. And I was like, man, this is a really complex simulation if they're controlling my daydreams and everything. And then I'm like, and there's 8 billion people in the world. They're controlling all of their daydreams, too.
But maybe your daydreams are something you have. Outside. But the world is so good around it, you still think it's just a daydream when in reality, you've discovered the truth.
Now you see why I ended up in that wormhole.
What percentage of you believes we're in a simulation? 1%, 10%, 20%?
I don't even think 1%. I think less.
You just
less
like than, the idea of it's fun to think about.
Yeah, just like
time travel.
Just like the idea of when you try to imagine or envision how big the universe is or how big Jupiter is compared to Pluto or something. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, you can't even grasp it.
The idea of being in a simulation doesn't really bother me. What bothers me that is if it is a simulation that the creator didn't make it cooler for everybody all the time.
Yeah.
Like if you're just using my body as a battery, why can't I have better daydreams? You know what I mean? Like why do I have such a weird schedule if you're just using me for a battery?
Yeah,
like,
if it's can't you make
everything cooler?
Why do my joints have to hurt if I'm just a battery?
Yeah, I don't think it is.
I'm good with being in a simulation. I just want to know at the end of it that I was in a simulation. You know, like when I die or whatever, when I cross that bridge, I want somebody to be there to explain, hey, everything you experienced was just a simulation. I know it seemed like you were around for 80 years, but it was like 2 seconds. And now you're on to your next adventure. And in this life, you're going to be a giraffe.
Dang.
Okay.
What
cool.
if that's a secret at hospice that, you know, that's like the kind simulator saying at the very last second, you've come here to die. The license on your software has ended. You've been in a simulation for 83 years.
Yeah. You'd live another 100 years if you had updated your Norton antivirus.
Yep. And then they inform you that you're going to be turned off like a remote control car bought from Radio Shack in the 80s. You're just on and then you're off, never to be turned on again.
Honestly, if this is the simulation we're working or living in, I need to talk to the person who's pulling the puppet strings up there, because of all of the characters and things that you could have made people do, like, why aren't there dinosaurs? Why aren't I riding a really cool animal? Why can't I fly? Like, when I was in control of Sims characters, you know, those some friends would build little houses and make the Sims, like, stay in there and pee on themselves and die. Like, those are the type of simulations I'd be like, all right, you're kind of twisted in the head. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm over here like, how can I give my Sims wings? You know, when are they going to update this thing where we can all, like, ride dinosaurs and do cool stuff? Like, I got problems mm-hmm. with who. Whenever I meet that person up there pulling puppet strings, I'm be like, why did you make us work? Like, why was money a thing? Why didn't we just get things for free? Mm. Like, why couldn't we all just have things? Why did right. I have to work?
Why can't we live in an oasis of freedom?
Yeah. There's a lot of
no one worked.
Yeah.
A lot of whys.
No one would have anything.
Yeah. Why didn't I have more jet skis?
How many do you need?
Well, I'd like a
single
one.
One more than you have right now, probably.
I'd like a single one for myself, just a one person. And then I'd like a three-person one. I don't need a two-person one. I need a one-person or a three-person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Really got to thread that
I'd
needle.
Like a little crotch rocket or a little banana. Mm.
We're still talking about jet skis?
Yep.
Okay. Kaylee in West Michigan, listening on 97.9 GRD. Hi, Kaylee. Excellent. What kind of advice can we help you with?
Well, I figured you guys are, most of you guys are dog owners, so I feel like I would be able to get some advice over my nasty neighbors and the dog that they refuse to take care of.
Okay. Mm. Like, when you say don't take care of it, like, is it really hungry? Skin and bones?
I don't know about that. I mean, it for the most part, it looks healthy.
Okay.
But when it's outside, they just let it do whatever. They don't.
Oh, okay.
They don't chain it up. They don't take care of its poop in their yard. Now their very front yard and my backyard are attached, unfortunately. And I have the kind of now I have kids, and I have the kind of backyard that not only my kids enjoy playing in, but the neighborhood kids also enjoy playing in as well.
Gotcha.
And with these people, this has been going on for years. Now I've confronted them a number of times over their, I caught their dog in my yard, you know, pooping. And it's, I don't have a dog and I don't want to deal with dog mess, if yes. you get what I mean.
I do know, yeah, know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, and definitely. If it's not your dog, you don't want your, yeah of course not.
As a dog owner, occasionally your dog will get free of the underground fence or whatever, and it will go, that you have to be responsible for that. And if you brought it up and no response has been made, I would be very frustrated too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And this has been going on for years now. I've confronted them a number of times over their dog pooping in my yard. I've fought fire with fire. I've literally taken my shovel and I've flung any poop that's in my yard back into their yard.
Okay.
Probably not the best option, but I'm at my wit's end. I don't think
that's a problem.
No, I would have.
It's their feces. I'm returning it to you.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not mine. Take care of it.
Did they didn't even notice, did they?
No, they know. They know. So what they do is when the dog is outside, they just stand at their front door and they yell at it to come back inside.
Okay. They're terrible dog
owners.
They just don't care. Well, they're terrible neighbors. They're terrible neighbors is what they are.
They're awful people in general.
So yeah.
Now, is this something that I should call animal control over at this point?
Don't know. I don't know.
I don't know if animal control would deal with that.
I don't know if that's a
call to the non-emergency number of the police. Because there are laws. You have to
clean up after your dog.
Yeah. You have to curb your dog, so to speak, and clean up after it. That is, you get tickets for that.
At the very least, get a dang chain.
Yeah, that would be a low point, but it'd be better off than letting it roam free. I can't imagine watching your dog go into someone's yard and not trying to do something about it. I get there are times where you don't have any shoes on or whatever, you let it out and you expect them to stay. But if you see them take a dump, you then go over, apologize, clean it up, and then come back.
Clean it up.
They don't. But they just don't.
They
care.
Don't do that.
Some people just don't care.
I would start calling someone. I'm not sure who it would be, but I think you've tried other methods. I'm sure you asked nicely the first time. I'm sure you asked kind of nice after that, and then you've tried chucking it back to them. I think you're out of tries. So I think you're right to feel that way.
Yeah, I agree. Now I've even my landlord has tried to do something about it, and they still will not.
Could your landlord put up a fence?
That's my next question.
Apparently, fences are not allowed where I live.
Mm. Oh, it's one of those where it's zoned that way. Gotcha. Well, that really sucks.
That
all right.
Sucks.
Okay.
Well, that really
now,
sucks a lot.
I thought about putting like rose bushes or something along my property line just to keep the dang thing out, but I feel like it's going to pee on my rose bushes and ruin them. You know?
Well, it'd find a way through unless you bought them full grown and packed them so tight. Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty tough. But Kaylee, good luck. I would call somebody. I don't know who.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to deal with that over and over and over again.
Yeah, maybe don't just throw the poop in their yard. Throw it on their patio or their deck, their front porch, back seat of their car.
Might be escalating and
mailbox.
Might get something back, but who knows?
The mailbox. Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah, that's a bummer for the mail person.
Yeah, don't do that though. That's a federal offense.
But I do like I was tossing it back in the yard and it accidentally landed on your front porch by your door idea. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
All right, this one. Somebody wants a break in their relationship, and it's causing great concern for the person that doesn't want one. That's understandable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My girlfriend and I have been together almost 4 years and in a rough patch right now. We are each other's first everything, first relationship, first kiss, first sex, etc. She has been easily irritated and annoyed with me, but I'm trying my hardest to keep the spark alive. She swears she still loves me more than ever. It's just that her heart for me isn't full any longer, and she's unsure. She brought up a breakup, but I don't really believe in them. But
well, that's nice.
You don't believe
have you guys
in
tried to break too. With it? Or I guess. Oh, she brought up a break, not a breakup.
Oh, okay.
Taking
a break.
Taking a break. Because I don't really believe in taking a break. Have any of you done this before? What do you think? I don't want to lose this girl.
I mean, it's never a good sign when anybody says, I need to take a break. Mm-hmm. I'm always more of the belief of let's figure out what's going on, whether that's between us or we go to therapy or whatever. I think a break is just ignoring the problem.
I think the only thing
away, but
I'm not really into the break thing either. I think the only thing it could do is if you're in your position is you hope they get away and go, oh, I had it pretty good. But honestly, the only way if she does have it good. Probably only going to believe that if she experiences not having it good, which you don't want.
So I feel like I was never the person who was with only one person for my whole life. No. And my friends who
did
that.
Like you never thought you would be? Like the first person? Is that what you mean?
No, I mean, I loved the first person I fell in love with deeply. We were best friends. But I didn't have that opportunity, right? So like when we broke up and then I continued to date and then just had like a really fun dating life. And had long-term relationships, too. I feel like I learned a lot through that. And now, in my late 30s, as I talk with my friends who got married to their first and then had kids with their first and did everything first together, while it's really sweet for those that it worked out for those who didn't, the one thing they said is, I wish at some point we would have said to each other, we have to experience something outside of our relationship, whether that means sexually or not, just independent of one another, because we have been so first for everything together.
Yeah.
And that is the one thing that they've all said. I just wish we would have taken a little bit of time apart to make sure this is what we wanted, because maybe we wouldn't have dedicated 20 years just because it was our first and it felt special, but rather it was our first and we decided, hey, let's figure out stuff through college or after college and come back to each other.
There is a bit of you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly.
And I don't know how old you are to the person who wrote that. But
probably
they're
pretty young.
I'm guessing so. You might find out it's not as perfect as you think, which isn't very fun to think about. It's not fun at all.
Yeah.
But I don't know that if she feels like she needs a break and is saying her heart's not full with you anymore, I'm not sure there's a lot you can do to turn it around unless there's a root issue you both know about and you can work on that root issue. You might just be growing apart, and that sucks to hear, and it sucks to think about it, especially if it's your first and you think one true love. But that might be the case.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think regardless, you still have to sort of go, all right, I mean, that's what you really want. You can't force their hand and go, you're not allowed to take a break. I mean,
yeah.
So you kind of have to suck it up. I think sometimes good comes from it. Often it doesn't. But,
yeah. Mate, tell me if I'm overstepping or just completely wrong, but I don't think your situation was the same as this. But you were with your ex from 18 or 19?
We met a couple months before I turned 19.
Okay. Until last fall.
Yep.
Right?
So I was 28
That's a long time.
Yeah.
And this isn't about anything he did or anything you did, but I think you guys were kind of in that same point as what he describes to some degree.
Yeah.
Maybe
to some
the roles
degree.
Aren't the same, but
I mean, we weren't each other's first everything, but yes. we experienced a lot of life firsts mm-hmm. together. Sure. And I think it got to a point, at least for me, where I would sit and wonder, like, okay, is it time keeping us together? Is it the time spent together that we're like, okay, well, if we end things, that feels like a waste of 9 years of my yeah. life. It wasn't. Absolutely no. not. And I had to rewire my brain to yeah. not think definitely that way. Because it definitely wasn't. We had amazing times together. But yeah, I think inevitably we just grew apart. We realized we wanted different things. I wanted to be here and wanted to kind of forge my own path in life. Whereas, and this is nothing against him, he kind of had his dream job and his future set for him the day he was born.
Yeah.
And so,
which is awesome.
It's awesome. And it's so, he's so lucky to have that. And he does a fantastic job with what he does. And there's no love lost there. But yeah, it's just at some point we grew apart. And he suggested a break when we were ending things or having that final talk about where we were. And I just said, I was like, I think it's just delaying the inevitable because the issues that we're having are not going to be resolved by the end of whenever we decide this break mm-hmm. is over. These issues will still be there.
Yeah.
So my advice to this person would just be like, figure out what those root issues are. Why is she getting frustrated with you? Is she feeling like she's missing out on something? And then if that's something that you think can be fixed by the end of a break, then go for it. Take a break. But right. if it's not, then just call it good. Call
you might
it done.
Have to admit that it the toothpaste might be out of the tube on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could be wrong. But experience-wise, I think we've seen it go the other way. I don't know what percentage of the time, but most of the time, right?
Yeah, it's not surprising that this person says that they don't believe in breaks either, because you've never experienced
right.
it.
Right.
This is your
right.
Yes, I wouldn't believe. First. I could say that now. I wouldn't yeah. believe in it, but it might be necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
belief doesn't matter in that case.
I think the poets from 38 Special said it best when they said, "Hold on loosely, but don't let go."
Mm. Oh, I love that
yeah.
poem.
Yeah, you got to give the people space when they need it.
I can't believe how well that worked.
Completely push them away.
Yeah,
that actually, yeah, it does really work really well.
They were really smart. I've never thought of them in that mm-hmm. way, but that's a great line.
Yeah, they're often overlooked.
They should sing it.
And for years, I thought that was "Hold on, Lucy." It's like, who is Lucy?
Yeah,
but it's
yeah,
loosely.
What's her, yeah,
real poetry.
The best thing to do is, this person says, the best thing to do is act like you don't care. She'll feel alone and realize how much she really loves him.
That's a great
yes.
idea.
Manipulate the other person is always a win.
Yeah, yeah.
I see what you're thinking.
Playing games is fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The older you get, the more fun it is.
Oh, man, for
yeah.
real.
Yeah.
It doesn't mess with you at all.
That's it. Make it so that you're both. Make it so you're both broken when you go yeah. to your next relationship. Yeah. That's a great idea. Never trust anyone. Always doubt someone. Try to trick them into loving you.
Yeah.
This is our advice.